Oh my god, so I'm actually really actually pillow talking right now because I can't really sleep and it's my fucking birthday. But I just wanted to talk about, honestly, I'm kind of feeling so sappy right now, like I'm just really grateful for everything I've learned at this age. I think I've matured so much from just being 18 to 22. And I can only just assume what every year is just going to bring me, like a new lesson, a new growth. But 21 was a really, really good year. I think possibly was one of the best years. Like, I didn't have one time where I was just like, fuck, I'm over it. It was a pretty good year. But 22, I'm really an adult now. I don't know. I was supposed to make up a little intro, but whatever. And I was doing this earlier in the bathroom, but I didn't like how it was sounding. And also, I wasn't really that calm. And when I'm not calm, I start to get out of breath when I talk. Because I'm just like thinking and trying to speak at the same time. And I'm trying to get better at talking and not saying like and but whatever, you know, and that like all I just said right now, like I'm trying to avoid that. So I want to talk about how everyone's crying right now, like Pisces season got everyone fucking crying, and I'm just like okay. First of all, it's Pisces season. Mercury's in retrograde. Mercury is my Mercury is in Pisces, so this is kind of just honestly, it's been like one of the best little seasons. Like, I've never felt so at peace with situations. And at the same time, just, like, savage as fuck. So I have this vision board of things I want to accomplish by the end of the year. But this is really, like, the start of the year for me, right? Because I'm tired of waiting. I think I'm just gonna like group my success in increments of my birthday, so like years. And if many of you don't even know, Pisces season is the last season in the zodiac calendar and it starts with Aries. So a lot of the reasons why people are probably crying right now, and the main reason why that one podcast that I deleted where I was just like so in my feels at the end of the year, the actual year, is they kind of go hand in hand. So since everything's starting over, people tend to not find like content. Yeah, like contentment and just closure in situations that, oh wow, I just cracked my wrist. In situations that they may have been in, and they're all just sad. But I'm like, that's my life, literally. I mean, I'm not sad all the time. This is just how I feel all the time, like this mood, like just, well, so what I was gonna talk about is, so I rewatched 500 Days of Summer, And if you don't know what that movie is about, I would just suggest you like pause this and go listen to it, because I'm gonna spoil it. Sorry. I honestly love spoilers. I don't know why, but I think it's because most of the time I know I'm not gonna watch it, and I just don't really like surprises. I just like knowing. So if you ever want to pull like a surprise on me, you really can't let me know jack shit. You can't even make me think that there's gonna be like a surprise, you know, because then I'm really gonna be just asking for details. I just don't like surprises. Or I do like surprises, but it's really hard to surprise me. There. Hold on, let me get comfortable. So, yeah, I was watching 500 Days of Summer. And when I first watched that movie, I was maybe like 14. And by the way, these are real pillow talk hours, like 2 in the fucking morning. I don't know why I woke up and I can't go to sleep. So I just was like, fuck it, just record. And I don't want to be in the bathroom because it just sounded weird. But hopefully this doesn't sound too weird. Back to the story. Okay, whatever. 500 Days of Summer. When I first watched it, I thought Summer was a bitch. And I felt so bad for Tom because I was like, what the fuck? And I also thought the ending was just trash when I first watched it. I was like, what the fuck? This is the worst romantic movie. And everyone was like, oh my god, I love this movie. No one fucking understood that at the age of 15. The hell? I really doubt any of us had the mental capacity or the emotional capacity to truly understand that movie at the age of, like, I think I was like 14. And everyone was like trying to relate to it, and I just, now I can. I feel like I've been both Summer and Tom at times. Both were trash. They're honestly both trash. And let me tell you why. One, if you're in a situationship like this, I mean, there's a movie out here basically telling you guys what not to do, so not that there's no excuse, but like, hello. from beginning to end of when he met Summer and when he basically got over Summer, right? If you feel bad for Tom, you're probably a meninist. And okay, let's talk about it, right? It starts off with, the movie starts off with Tom and, what's her name? Summer. And they are young, and like, their concept of love is brought up. And basically Tom is like a hopeless romantic who like believes in soulmates and like it's fate and someone's there to complete him. And Summer is just like dealing with parent issues, like divorce, so she doesn't really believe in love, and that's understandable. So they meet, or they work together. If you work with someone that you like, first of all, don't. You really, coworkers, dating coworkers is just, no. I don't know what else to say about that. Like, you see them at work, then you have to hang out with them outside of work. And it's just a lot of contact with someone that I feel like I would get bored. Because I feel like I do tend to get bored kind of easily. And that's something I had to learn about relationship, is just boundaries. Like, keeping boundaries. And that's something they didn't have, clearly. If you've watched the movie, they definitely didn't have any boundaries. Or at least not they didn't have healthy boundaries for what
the situation was. So in the movie, Summer, whatever, she clearly states that she doesn't want, like, a relationship. Like, she literally says that, and she tells Tom a couple times. I think the setting is IKEA. Well, first of all, that's so trifling to tell him that at IKEA. Like, how are you gonna take this man to IKEA and then tell him that you just want to be friends? Like, why even bother to take him in there anyways? Or tell him after, or tell before. Oh my god, I'm yawning because I'm actually tired. But, like, why even bother taking him to IKEA? And the more I watched it, though, the more I related to Summer. Like, I've been in that position where I'm like, I don't want a relationship. And I'm very clear to people that I don't want a relationship. And that person does not give a shit that I said that. Like, it just goes in one ear and out the other. But then at the same time, I've been Tom where someone would tell, actually, no one's ever told me that. I'm not gonna lie. But I've been in situations where people have expressed that they didn't want to, like, you know, and you just don't get it. Actually, it was my first relationship. Because after that, I learned not to do that shit. If you don't want to be with me, that's fine. We don't have to be together. But, yeah. Basically not begging for someone to be with you. And that's kind of what Tom's role in this was. Like, I get why she was just so annoyed with him, because you could clearly tell she didn't want to be with him. And if you're in this situation where, okay, there's a part of the movie where he asks the infamous question, what are we? And boy, I used to be the one who asked. Now I get asked this, like, what are we? And I'm just like, I was like, we're just friends. Like, I'm just, you know, I'm just me living my life, right? And that's kind of how Summer basically answered. She was like, oh, I'm just happy. Like, we're just, you know, let me tell you, when someone tells you that, they don't want to be with you. And they are not trying to hurt your feelings. And I'm here to hurt your feelings. So they're not trying to be with you, fam. But they're too scared to say it because they really don't want to hurt your feelings. And also, it's just, oh my god. Like, if you have to ask, should we talk? What is the limit? Like, what should be the limit of the talking phase? I don't know. But Summer basically pulled that card on him. And as a bitch who pulled that card before, I'm here to tell you, she's probably not going to date you. There's something that's not letting her come in, whether it be someone else or just, like, harbored feelings, or she just really doesn't want to be with you. Like, and that's okay. It's okay, because in the beginning she even said that, though, you know, like, she was like, oh, but I get where Tom was just like, okay, but you're doing all these coupley things with me. And that's, ladies and gentlemen, is where we're gonna draw our boundaries. You cannot, there's certain things that really only, you should only do if you're a legitimate couple. In my opinion. I'm just gonna add that, because if you're doing, in my opinion, there's things that they did that I would only do if I was in a relationship. And I'm guessing that's what happened in their relationship. So basically, like, so Sorry, I'm yawning. Okay. They were having sex and, like, watching porn together and, like, ugh, all this stuff. Very intimate moments that you should only, you really should only do that with someone who you're, like, wanting to be with or are with. So I get Tom, you know, I get where the mixed signals could come in, but if someone says they don't want to, like, if they literally tell you that they don't want a relationship and they just want something casual or whatever, and you know you're, like, falling in love with them, I would just suggest you cut them off. And that's one thing I've always been very honest with people who have ever done that. Like, I'm very honest. So it's like, yeah, I'm not really looking for a relationship. I'm very happy being single. I definitely tend to express that if that's the case, you know. I don't really like to leave. That's why, because at the end of the day, it's like, I told you I didn't want this. Like, but at the same time, it's like, then why are you doing this? Ugh, it was just like, why am I summer, but not really. And I understood her so much better. And I'm so sorry. If anyone's going through this, like, this movie is definitely not a feel-good movie. Like, this just honestly is, like, reality. Because he ends up getting mad at her and, like, says that it's, like, his feelings are in it too. So she can't just be selfish and be, like, you know, like, we're nothing when she's basically toying with his emotions like a trifling bitch, because she is. And dating can be difficult nowadays, because sometimes I feel like people are just waiting for what's better, like the next best thing, because that's what they're kind of seeing. But at the same time, if you're going through this and you're like talking to someone and you just can't see yourself or you can't see them or you committing, it's really just a waste of time, and you're just going to end up hurting their feelings, or your feelings are going to just get going to end up getting hurt. And the best part of that, the movie, was honestly the little sister, because she was like, Tom, stop being a bitch, like, the fuck is wrong with you? Drink some vodka. Like, I'm the little sister, to be honest. Like, get over it. Life goes on. And the main reason, okay, this is where Tom also fucked up. Tom thought, this is why, okay. Ready? You cannot use someone. This is sickening. Like, people have tried to do this to me. If I am your only source of happiness, if you ever make me feel like I am your only source of happiness, that shit makes me want to, like, die in a hole. Because you're putting so much, like, no one wants that pressure, you know? And I'm not saying, like, your significant other shouldn't bring you happiness. They can bring you happiness, but they should not be, like, your only happiness. And that's where Tom kind of fucked up, because he didn't have anything that made him happy other than Summer. And I can see where Summer's just like, ugh, like, what a fucking drag. Like, I'm really what makes you happy. Like, it can be emotionally, it could just be really harboring on someone. Because it's like, okay, I'm really the only thing that makes him happy, so what the fuck, you know? Like, what happens when I'm gone? Like, what's gonna happen to you? You're gonna die? You better not die. Like, you're good. You're fucking good, fam. And that's why I'm a very big self-advocate about self-love, because once you find love within yourself, I promise you no one and nothing will ever I forgot what I was gonna say. Honestly, I'm so tired, but I really just wanted to get this up. Yeah, once you find love within yourself, and I really mean it, like you really, really mean it. It took me years, like, to the point where, like, I won't. When you learn self-love, you learn boundaries, you learn your likes, your dislikes, what you love, what you don't love, who you know, just you're honestly truthful to yourself about what you're capable of, what you're not capable of, what you're not willing to go through, etc. And when you find that and you're at peace, and I truly mean at peace, because it does not happen overnight. It really doesn't. It takes years. And it's just like literally like a fucking fuse goes on in your head, and you're just like, bitch, why did I ever let anyone ever treat me this way, talk to me this way, like hurt my feelings? Like, no one can hurt your feelings, and no one can bug you, and no one, like, shit kind of just like glides over you, you know, like you're just like, noted, yeah, you said that, you did that, okay, noted. You wanted to be this way towards me? Alright, noted. Like, it's just, everything's just, like, in a fucking little book. Like, it's noted. Like, I'm not angry. I'm not, like, mad. I'm not gonna fight you. Yet. But it's noted. Once you find the love within yourself, or once someone, your significant other, if they are truly content with themselves, it's like, I don't know how to explain this. So, you know when people like tie themselves up to trees? Like, you're the tree, and like your significant other is the person tied up to the tree. Maybe this is not a very good example, but basically, if the bulldozer's trying to knock you out, you think of, like, the point is, like, they love themselves so much that they're not gonna let themselves get killed, and if you're behind them, like, you're definitely good. You get what I'm saying? Because they're so good. And since y'all are so tight, you know, like, that's your freaking significant other. Like, nothing's gonna happen to you. Because nothing's gonna happen to them. Is that making any fucking sense? I hope so. So that was Tom's big fuck up of the whole thing. Like, he just needed to love himself, and I think Summer just needed to be more truthful. Honestly, I don't think Summer did anything wrong other than kind of basically lead him on and take him to IKEA like a trifling ass. But despite that, when he was like trying to get over her, I don't know, he kind of became like really obsessed on trying to grab her attention. And he did this, like, when she was trying to get her attention in the beginning. And I feel like Pisces do this a lot. Because when this shit happened, I was like, dude, I've totally done that before. Like, this movie was just, like, slapping me, like, reading me, dragging me. I was like, alright. Alright. What Tom did was he basically put, they were in the elevator together. There was, like, a Smith song playing. And she was like, oh, the Smiths or something. And then whatever, so he plays that song when she passes by to like leave or something, and she really is so oblivious to it. And I'm like, dude, I used to be Tom, but like now I'm definitely Summer. Like, the reason why I empathize with Tom was because I was Tom when I was like, what, 14 or 15. I was Tom. But basically what you do, and I don't do this anymore, or maybe I subconsciously still do it, who knows, but I think it works. So Pisces never, I feel like they never really directly tell people that they like them if they've never talked to them. Do you get what I'm saying? So, okay, let's say I had a crush on someone and we've never spoken before, and like, I don't know him, he doesn't know me. So I strategically place myself oh my god, this is gonna sound so crazy. Okay, I strategically like place myself in like around him, but I don't talk to him like at all, like I don't make no contact. And then eventually, like, they, I feel like it's subconsciously, like they just are thinking or see you a lot. So then, and it's worked, because every time they're like, yeah, like you would always be around, but you never talked to me. And I was like, dude, that's literally my plan. That was literally the whole, like, gist of everything. Like, it worked. But you just, like, strategically, like, place yourself around them with, like, and I don't want to say with things that they like, because, I mean, that's just creeper status. But I wouldn't do that, because that's just too much. But I would just place myself, like, I was just my face, basically, like, my presence. And I promise you that shit worked. And that's basically what he was doing, but with, like, the Smith song. So he basically wanted her to come up and be like, oh my god, you're listening to the Smiths? Like, no, bitch. Like, why would she do that? She's fucking trying to go home. She's trying to clock out. And towards the end of the movie, basically Summer moves on, and he finally, I feel, is at peace with everything. And I think she gets married, and she's like, yeah, like, it was fate that I met him, like, her husband. And that's a whole nother thing I was talking about, like, the work situation. Like, you're basically forced. I mean, was it fate? I don't think it was fate. I think fate is, like, meeting someone at, like, a coffee shop, or meeting someone, basically meeting someone organically in, like, a setting. I'm totally not about the DMs, like, kind of, but at the same time, I understand why people do it, because, like, where else? Like, Tinder's really just Instagram. Not really, but I could try. So was Summer a bitch? Anyways, I ended up liking Summer in this. So I'm gonna give New Girl another shot, just because I am a show fiend, so we'll watch. But at the end, he meets Autumn, and I feel like he's a lot more confident. Like, he's confident, he looks better, he looks healthier, and he approaches her and is okay with, like, rejection. But the main thing I think fucked up that whole relationship with Summer was just the fact that, like, you cannot find happiness in other people. That's the number one way to get your heart broken. Like, you have to find other, you just have to. You cannot put that shit onto someone. It's emotionally draining as fuck. And if you do it, don't be surprised if they start feeling that way, because it's just kind of, I mean, I think that's where, like, toxicity, if that's even a fucking word, starts harboring, because I feel like that tends to, like, that behavior tends to lead into, like, obsessiveness and, like, possessiveness and all the bad things in relationships. And that motherfucker needed to fucking see the red flags straight up. She was literally waving those shits right in front of his face and he didn't give a fuck. That's why I'm like, okay, you know what? Summer really, like, she told him though. And 13-year-old me is probably like, bitch, did you just say you like Summer? And 22-year-old me was just like, just wait on it. Just wait on it. So it's kind of refreshing to see a movie, but it's also just like hilarious to know that like people are going through this now. Actually, that's not hilarious. It's pretty fucking sad. And also, you see how like she just did all the things. Like sometimes you see like people treat other people better than they treated you. And that shit hurted. That shit hella hurted, dude. But you gotta understand. And I learned this. There is someone out there who will treat you 10 times better. 1,000 times better. You won't even have to ask. And like, all the insecurities that the other person gave you. Okay, so when I was dating this one guy, like, he did not like me having social media because this person didn't have social media themselves. So it's 311 on 311 and it's 31. My number is 31. Like, the number I stay seeing is 31. But so he didn't like me having social media, and this is actually so fucking funny. This is, oh my god, this is okay. So whatever, I was like maybe 16 when this happened, or 17. I was young, and they made me delete social media, and I was like, okay. But I, at the same time, it's like, if I enjoy being on social media and it actually brings me, like, if I'm not being unfaithful on it, why should I delete it? You know, like, at the end of the day, it's entertainment. And I don't have a fucking TV in my room, so what the fuck? Like, what? So he made me, like, delete it, and I was like, okay. So I deleted the apps, and then I would just re-download them, because I'm like, I don't give a fuck what you say. I'm gonna fucking have these, because hello? It's social media, like, it's, people take it way too seriously sometimes. It's just a fucking like. Anyways. So he got mad. Oh, no. So, we like hung out that day or something, and he like drove, and I had left my phone in the car, and he knew my password, and I was like, I couldn't find my phone when I came back in, so after he dropped me off. So I went on my computer and I tried to find my iPhone, and I saw that it was like, like it was moving, and I was like, oh my fucking god, like, oh my fucking god. And I tried to put the ringer on it first because I was so stupid, I didn't see the GPS thing. So it was like, I was trying to hear the beeping noise. I don't know if you guys ever used that. And dude, this is so funny. So whatever, he knew the password, so no matter if I locked it, he knew the password to unlock it. So I was like, fuck, like, I need, so I was like, erase iPhone. And I was a little too late, and homeboy saw that I had social medias, and when he came to my front door with my phone, he was like pissed. He was so pissed. So pissed over fucking like Instagram, like, ugh. Like, he dead ass broke up with me, and I was like, what the fuck, over some motherfucking apps? Whatever. Honestly, if that were to happen again, I'd be like, okay. Like, it's just not that serious.
I feel like people take it way too serious. Like, and I mean, that person was just really insecure. At the end of the day, they were just really insecure. But what where I'm going with this is, dude, I'm still fucking laughing. Like, I opened the door and they just literally would like threw the phone at me and like left, and I was like, oh shit, like that's definitely not a good sign. Like, oopsies, sorry, slipped up. But it's like, dude, what the fuck? You don't pay my phone bill, so why the fuck do you have any say on what apps I use? Like, ugh, annoying. And if you are paying my phone bill, then I still don't give a fuck. But he wasn't, and shit, I wasn't. And so when I got into a new relationship, and like, you kind of take like those like another thing, like, he just didn't like me on my phone, period. Like, he didn't like me taking pictures or nothing. And I feel like I've kind of brought that into, like, other relationships where I'm, like, literally scared to bring out my phone and, like, take a picture. Just because, like, I don't know. It's just, to this day, really, like, I just, it's something that, and it's not a big deal, like, it's really just a picture of something, but I just get, like, this, like, I don't want to say flashback, but, like, yeah, like, a war flashback of, like, if I brought my phone out, he really would freaking go off, and I'm like, dude, like, what the fuck, what do I have this for, then? But, like, the next relationship I had, like, they didn't even care, like, they're like, why are you even, like, thinking I'm gonna trip about that? And I was just like, what? Like, they didn't even care. There's just things that, like, they don't even care because they're so not insecure. They're so correct in the head that, you know. It was just new. Like, going from one relationship that I was just, like, getting so many like rules and regulations, like, if I was, oh god, to like this new relationship where like he didn't not really, I don't want to say he didn't give a fuck, but like he didn't give a fuck in the good way though, like, he, because at the same time, like, I feel like that shit, like, expressively, I couldn't really express myself in form because it's like, you're so scared that they're gonna think something, or that they're gonna break up with you, or they're gonna get mad at you. And then you go into this other relationship where they're like, dude, what the fuck? Like, it's literally like, I don't know, it's like traumatizing thinking about it. Like, to this day, I still don't really do that. If I'm like, I don't know, I just, oh my god, why am I dealing with this? Yeah, it's still something I'm still dealing with, but it's really, like, no fucking big deal. And there's gonna be people who really, it's, like, no fucking big deal. And it's not even just about the fucking, like, social media and, like, taking pictures. It's just about anything in general. Like, something that, like, something so harmless that someone could be getting mad at you about. Trust me, there's someone out there who, like, will encourage you to do it if it makes you happy, you know? Like, no one wants, a hoe. I don't even like that word, to be honest, but all I'm saying is that movie really fucked me up. But at the same time, I'm like, damn, relationships are crazy. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. And again, this just goes with the whole settling thing. And not even settling, but, like, more, like, the more, and I wasn't really, like, I didn't love myself. I feel like I was just so in love with that person. Like, I was literally Tom. So, I didn't care what it meant as long as I was, like, with that person. Like, if it meant, like, deleting the social media, if it meant never being on my phone around them, if it meant, like, I remember, like, I, like, would joke around so, like, a lot Ew, I don't want to say, like, ugh. So I would just be, I would just joke. I would say, like, JK or something. I don't know. And, like, he was like, I don't like when you are always joking around. And I'm like, what the fuck? So what am I supposed to do? Just sit there and look pretty and smile? Like, bitch, I'm not Melania Trump. That's what they wanted me to be. They wanted me to be motherfucking Melania Trump. Bitch. Michelle needed a... No, wait. It was like Obama needed a Michelle. And Bill needed a motherfucking Hillary. But, yeah. Be a Michelle and a be a Mobama. Mobamba. Ugh. I need to go to bed. Be an Obama and a Michelle. Okay. It's your fucking birthday.